This is the Huntington Tri-State Time Machine, brought to you by Realty Exchange, the top-performing real estate company in the Huntington, West Virginia tri-state area. Each week, your host, W.G. Bunch, and his guest share memories and stories about the past, the present, and the future of the Huntington tri-state area. That's Huntington, West Virginia, Ashland, Kentucky, and the Chesapeake and Proctorville, Ohio areas. If you used to live here, or you currently live here, you're going to catch yourself saying out loud, "Wow, I remember that." Now, here's WG.
Here we are, there you are. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Joe Murphy, with some special guests celebrating the Memorial William G. Bunch episode of the Huntington Tri-State Time Machine. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with some special guests. Let's start out by introducing a very special guest, Mr. Alex Kendall. How you doing today, Alex?
Doing okay, Joe. Thank you for having me. It's a good day to think about WG.
It is indeed. And for those of you who don't know, our fearless leader here on the Huntington Tri-State Time Machine, Mr. William G. Bunch, 55 years old, passed away on January 30th, 2024. He's survived by his father, William Bill Bunch, and his sister, Brenda Bunch Gorman, of Charlottesville, Virginia, as well as nephew Zach Gorman, several aunts, uncles, and cousins, and many friends. Speaking of friends, one of WG's newest friends and acquaintances and someone we have gotten to know very, very well over the past several months, ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Hankins.
Hey, guys. Hey. As always, happy to be here. Wish our guy was with us.
Well, you know, he is with us. And as you know, Vanessa, you've been doing a lot of the groundwork and getting a lot of the folks together, which wasn't really hard. They came in droves.
Oh, they did. We have people from all over the states. Like, it's wild the impact that that man had on all of our lives.
Yeah, we all knew it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Since you were a kid, right, Alex?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, I've known WG, like, almost all my life, but honestly, we weren't really friends as kids. Not that we weren't friends, but I didn't really know him when we were growing up. Now, I grew up, he was just off Wilshire Boulevard, and I was up Holderby Road. And so we'd walk to school in the mornings, and, you know, you couldn't cross the street without the crossing guards, right? So I'm waiting on one corner, he's waiting on another corner. And I knew that was WG because this guy was already schoolyard famous. As the funniest guy at Meadows Elementary.
I love that distinction.
He was so much older than me. He was like in fourth grade. I was only in like second grade, so I didn't really know the guy. But my favorite story growing up was we were waiting on the crossing guards one time. He's over across the street. There's this yappy little dog barking at the kids. And WG, of course, starts barking back, right? You know, he's going to show that dog, right? And I don't know, I guess maybe the dog nipped at WG or something like that. And as the story goes, I wasn't over there, okay?
As the legend is told.
Supposedly WG bit the dog back, okay? Now, I have no proof of this whatsoever, but this was the legend that I grew up with, that WG Bunch was that crazy kid that bit that dog.
Bit the
that
dog.
And you know
I
who made that legend?
I cannot get the image out of my head.
Like, yeah. You know who made that legend,
right? WG.
WG made that legend. He never bit a dog. But you were all afraid of WG Bunch because he was wild and he would bite a dog. I love this guy.
Yeah, but, you know, I finally got to know him after I started hanging out with you like 8 years ago or whatever it was. And I remember talking about him, and you're like, I can't believe you guys aren't already best friends. Like,
also, it takes a village to raise a WG, right? Like, you need
a bunch of us
to handle the – so it's like a capacitor, right, to handle the overload.
So you were pawning him off on me. No, it's funny you mentioned that.
Because Joe was busy traveling, so he needed somebody at home to take care of him.
Basically, what happened is Joe sets us up on a blind date. Now, that's not what it was supposed to be. The three of us were supposed to get together and meet for dinner, MU Cafe, whatever. And WG and I get there, you're caught up at work or something. He's late, an hour and a half, 2 hours late, I don't know, something like that.
Typical.
There's a love connection. I was trying to make a love connection for you guys.
Right. Well, so, you know, we get to talking, and of course, everything just, you know, goes, and everything, we click and everything. Music geeks just go on and on. And at some point, he looks at me, he's like, did we just become best friends? And I was like, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
We did.
Do you want to do Kung Fu in the garage?
Do you like Kiss?
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. So he invites me over. I'm really nervous, right?
I'm sweating. I didn't know what to wear. This is funny.
He invites me over to the man cave, right? Down there with the outhouse. If you've never been down there, there's an actual outhouse in the middle of his living room.
Sounds atrocious. Oh, it's not as bad as you're making it sound right now. It's a really nice,
it's a nice outhouse.
Indoor outhouse. Porta potty?
It's a very nice indoor outhouse.
Yeah. But it's an outhouse.
it's an indoor outhouse.
It's right there in the middle of the KISS Star Wars Museum, as people like to call it. But you know, one thing I will always forever be grateful to WG. We were hanging out one night down at MU Cafe, of course, and and we're sitting there, and he's critiquing my radio show / podcast. But very constructive criticism, and he was right. And I have followed his advice ever since that time, and I always will.
What, just to stop?
So
I'm trying. I'm trying to channel WG right now.
You're dead on.
You're spot on. Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun too.
Gotta love the sound effect. But,
you know, the funny thing was, like, so we're sitting there, we start talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and who should be in, who shouldn't be in, what's rock and roll, you know, all this stuff. And he's like, this is what you need on your show right now. He's like, let's go live right now. Get your phone out. We're going Facebook Live, right? And so we start bantering back
pointing.
And forth.
Yeah. Like, cause that's totally him.
Yeah.
All the hand like, movements.
So, yeah. And then he starts harassing the waitresses. He's like, hey, who's better, Michael Jackson or Prince? He's like, Depeche Mode or Devo, you know? And they're like, yeah, what?
What, who?
Anyway, but it was like, even though this was long before the podcast, but he was already a natural, man. He was like,
he was
really made for it.
Was.
Well, but
oh,
he was a born DJ, right?
Right.
So when I met WG, this was like 2001. I had a small production company, and I get hired to do, which was tough work. I had to film a bikini contest.
Oh,
all right. Oh, is this when you initially met?
The very first time
this
I meet
is so funny.
And I can't stand the guy, right? I see the guy. He's so handsome, right?
Really, like,
I come in, I'm filming the guy.
Unfair.
And these girls are coming out, and he did this thing that still to this day I'm doing it right now called the half tuck. All right. It's for guys with a certain body shape, right? So you tuck the front in, you let the back out, or sometimes you tuck the back in, you let the front out. It's the half tuck. I saw this guy. I even commented that night, hey, nice tuck, my friend. But I remember this guy, he came in, he was a DJ in Houston, and everybody, it was Banana Joe's Island Party at that time.
Right.
Talk about Huntington Tri-State Time Machine,
oh, yes.
Right? Banana Joe's
Island
Party.
We had a Banana Joe's episode.
Yeah. So WG was the MC, and everyone was captivated by him. Everyone, I think Vanilla Ice was even there.
Yes.
Everybody's like, who's this guy?
Right.
I mean, story after story, everybody. He made such an impact. But, you know, Vanessa, you know, we saw him fix Alex's show overnight, right? Absolutely. Just
right.
Changed the course.
Just there in the office at MU Cafe.
You came along kind of, I think, the second season, right?
Yeah.
Of Huntington Tri-State Time Machine.
Season.
And I remember talking to WG about you coming on, and he said, wow. Just wow. He's like, you're not going to believe the show. It's totally changed. I'm like, all right, come on. What's changed? He's like, no, it's totally changed. And I think we all know what's changed about it. It's that laugh.
That
first
laugh.
Of all.
Yeah. It's the laugh. Earlier
so how
today.
How did this happen? Like, that's what I want to know. Everyone, all the listeners want to know.
Everybody
wants
to know.
How in the world did you two, number one, get together? Number two, not kill each other in all of this time? Like,
we really vibed so well. I think we were on the same page with what we wanted out of the podcast and what we were both getting out of it. It was kind of like therapy for both of us. But he had approached me to be on the Safety Town episode, which people were going crazy for. He was not the only person. He had like an army of people. Hey, you need to be on this podcast. You got to be on this podcast. Like, you got to do it. And I was like, I just don't know, man. Like, it's not my thing. I'm going to be like an idiot for sure. Like, I don't know, dude. So he talks to Hank Dial, our city manager, to convince me, yeah, we need to do this. It's got to happen. So that's my boss. I don't have an option anymore. He knew what he was doing.
Nice.
And it was a great episode. It was very fun. I love my work. So talking about it came naturally. And I think that's kind of what knocked that episode out of the park.
One of the best episodes.
It really was.
Undeniably, I think it's one of the highest rated episodes. Everybody loved it. Listen, everyone who knows of Safety Town loves Safety Town.
Safety Town's the best.
It means so, like,
it's the best.
It's a memory. I'm almost 50. I literally carry this memory
yes.
so close to me. So
yes,
when
absolutely.
We heard that episode, talk about walking down memory lane.
Oh yeah,
like that's ultimate.
Oh yeah,
lane
and like gearing up for that episode was so fun too because I got to hear all of his stories. He went to the OG.
Well, he could still
Town
fit
when it
in
was
the
in
cars.
The background. Oh, he could still fit the cars, absolutely. Absolutely. But, like, so he went to the original one out back of the school in the parking lot. So yeah. They had, like, these little, like,
horse
makeshift,
and
like, buildings and all that. So it was real cool to hear about all that because I'm trying and working on currently, you know, bringing some of that stuff back, but also where can we take this program?
Yeah.
So it was really cool to get his input on that. But he called me a couple of days later after it aired, and he was like, what are you doing? Cleaning house, WG. I'm a mom. Like, what do you think I'm doing at 6 o'clock in the evening, you know? And he's like, well, I need to know something from you. And he's being so vague. I'm like, what? Just spit it out, WG. I don't have time for this. And he's like, I need you to come back on the show because it's like a real show now. You're not going to believe the ratings we're getting.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I'm like, oh, I don't understand any of that, but cool. Yeah, I'll come back. I'll do it.
Well, you know. WG, one of his things was, and we all know this, and you've come to know this, he was going, this whole show wasn't about just blowing himself up. It's about this place
area.
That he lives. And
yeah.
He was always trying to shine a light on good things. And
right.
Safety Town, he knew was a great program and
yeah.
It meant something to him. We'd talked about it in the past. And so that was just WG. And
yes.
What people didn't know is while he was the consummate showman, he's our Paul Stanley, right? He's the
right.
guy that's always
right,
out
right,
there.
Right, right, right.
He was always doing such great things for this community and just not just this community, but just people at large. All throughout the last few days, I've met so many people that
oh
met
gosh,
us
yes.
during the so we did a little thing a couple of years ago. You guys know how much WG loves KISS, right?
Absolutely.
So what many people don't know is that WG put his entire collection together. We brought it downtown Huntington. We made this museum, and we called it the KISS Stravaganza, all right? So we charged a surcharge on top of every ticket. Everybody got to come. We got a KISS pinball machine, and we put it in
right.
there. We had all these guitars, these amazing – people came from all over the country to this event. And at the end of the event, WG started auctioning off some of his memorabilia. We raised –
which is
thousands
so beautiful,
and thousands of dollars.
Because I know that would have been hard for him to part
yeah.
with.
Oh, yeah, because this man...
He loved his collection.
He has every toy, everything that he's ever owned. He never got rid of it because
right.
that's, I mean, that was
his
thing.
He's a collector.
So he donated all this away and made thousands and thousands of dollars. This is what
beautiful.
People don't know. They thought we just threw a party. WG called it a party with a purpose, right?
Ooh.
And so we had a party with a purpose. We raised thousands of dollars for MS. A couple years later... he comes up with an idea. He calls me. The new Star Wars movie's coming out.
Oh,
you remember
yeah.
this, Alex?
Oh, yeah, baby.
And so WG has a massive Star Wars collection, too.
Yes.
So he decides to auction almost all of the collection off except for his original
except
figures.
For
he
the
kept
OGs.
Those, right?
Yeah.
The OGs. But he auctions the entire thing off. We rent the entire theater at Marquee for the opening night.
I love that.
And the entire place was packed. It was absolutely
people dressed up.
I've seen photos. I was
going to
say, I've seen
thing.
Photos. It looked like a
electric.
Great time.
And again, raised thousands of dollars for MS, which his sister is afflicted with
right.
MS. And it's so close to him. And that's his way
yes.
of giving back. And
right.
and again, we know with the Elf, we know with
yeah, Dubba.
What he did at Dubba. And again, he always was a part of
and he's,
the
and
Night
so
of the
infectious.
Giving Dead.
You want to be a part of it.
Yes,
yeah.
it, absolutely.
Oh, somebody's going to go see the Star Wars. I want to go with WG.
Yes.
Somebody's going to a KISS concert. I want to go with WG.
Yeah, there's no other way.
Yeah. So, again, we have spent the last couple of days, and, you know, there have been tears, obviously, especially,
many,
again,
many.
When Robin Bunch Bailey played Beth today at the ceremony,
which
huh, guys?
Gorgeous.
Yeah,
oh,
beautiful.
Oh, WG
beautiful.
Was like, yes. Yeah, yes. Right? So it's been a beautiful, beautiful weekend. We've enjoyed each other's company. We've heard so many amazing stories. Again, we have folks from California. We have folks from Texas. All the Houston boys are here. You know, again, everybody knows that WG was a Huntington native. But then he went to the University of Houston and was a SIG EP, right? And that was something very, close
very, very to important
him.
To him.
So, and Houston, not only was he a SIG EP and the ultimate college man, but he also entertained audiences as a popular, not just popular, an award winning.
I was going to say, I just found out he was an award winning. Yes.
Well, he was very
DJ.
Humble.
DJ of the year.
Very humble.
Nobody would know that he was. Right? He was. You didn't know these things, but he was a popular radio club MC and disc jockey and was one of the nation's top hospitality consultants and musical director. WG won DJ of the year. I forget the year. I think it was 1995, 96.
Yeah.
But he was in the Houston market. WG, he was kind of a big deal.
Yeah,
he was
absolutely.
The Ron Burgundy.
And like seriously, he's so damn handsome. Like I just can't imagine the women like
me,
loving him.
Well, when he came to Huntington, everybody was like, "Oh, this guy, right? Ah, oh, man, come on, leave some girls
we don't
for
need
us,
that extra pressure.
Rachel, right?" So you know, again, we've shared so many stories. I know you guys have heard so many amazing stories,
yes.
And we want to start to welcome some of the folks who are here. We, you know, again, this show has been sponsored by many amazing folks this entire time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Vanessa, obviously, this entire time, Realty Exchange.
Yeah, we've had Realty Exchange. As you guys know, if you've listened to any of the episodes, Realty Exchange is the number one top-selling real estate company in the Huntington Tri-State area. They're licensed in West Virginia, Ohio, and Kentucky. You can find them on the web at realty-ex.com. Of course, we also have had Circle 270 Media from the beginning.
Wow, and they're going to have to do a miracle to turn this one into something without WG,
they are
right?
The magic.
I personally would like to give a shout-out for them because we always ran long. Every time I ever
every
did
time.
Anything with WG.
Well, we're going to run to the moon tonight.
Every time. They've been wonderful. We are so thankful that Realty Exchange saw in us to be able to continue us doing what we loved. You know, we
Shane always
basically,
saw his vision.
Shane,
right?
Shane always saw the vision. He always saw the vision and encouraged it and allowed us to basically be children weekly.
So all of you listeners out there, just make sure, Shane, the folks at Realty Exchange have made this happen the whole time.
Absolutely.
And let's not forget, if you guys hear some clinking, you hear some background noise, we are enjoying ourselves.
The
we smells, are. The sights, the sounds.
Yeah. The delicious food.
The yeah, so we had so many people show up that we had to move the venue.
Yeah, the podcast company.
Normally
room was
you have
not
it
gonna,
at Co.
The, yeah, that Co-Works is another one of our sponsors.
Fantastic
but there was
place.
No way we were fitting
no,
in there.
No, and everybody was hungry. And everybody wanted to lift a toast. So here we are at 21. And they have given us a nice space. And again, we hear all of them clinking and clanking in the back. Thank you guys for that, Mark Cross. Appreciate
Super
you.
Super thankful.
But again, we are going to bring in some of the other folks. But before we do that, Vanessa, I know that you wanted to share a couple of moments from the show's history. And listen, in a few short years, what a bunch of wacky moments.
I mean,
right?
Seriously, when he asked me to be on the podcast, I had to go back and like listen to them all to be like, do you really want to be part of this? And I'm like, what the hell, man? This guy's wild. Or he tells a lot of lies. And turns out he wasn't
truth.
Lying.
No.
Yeah, he's just that crazy.
He tells the truth even when he lies.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So, Vanessa, let's go ahead and play one of your very favorite moments of your very first episode with WG. Ladies and gentlemen, the very first episode. The Safety Town
the
episode.
Safety Town
I think.
Episode.
Here's one of our favorite excerpts with WG and Vanessa.
Are big enough. Well, all the buildings are big enough to go in, but our police and fire. The goal is to have them interactive to where the kids can go in and experience. I know in our fire building we
What's
have already have a pole.
What? Wait, hold on. Did you just say your fire department has a pole? Did you just say that? Vanessa, for the love of God, you're not training future firefighters. Oh, no. Let's put a Dalmatian in there or something.
Should we? Can we?
Yeah, I think so. I think we can get a Dalmatian. And it doesn't even have to be real, but there are two.
I'm a big fan of pups. I know you are. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe we can talk to Courtney and work out something with the
animal shelter. We can work out something with the animal shelter.
I will tell you, for our childhood and our youth, those were storage buildings.
We
kept the cars in there. That's where the cars went after the kids left. We always have them out before they show up and then spot.
Okay.
But then the doors would open up and you would slide the cars in there, and we would do maintenance and have spare batteries. And that's the mystery behind the facade.
Okay.
Right. Back then.
I would just, Vanessa, you guys never wondered why the fire department building was so popular? And you're like, why do these kids want dollar bills?
It had to have been those retirees hanging out down there.
Thanks for listening to the Huntington Tri-State Time Machine, brought to you by Realty Exchange, the top performing real estate company in the Huntington, West Virginia tri-state area. If you have a memory you would want WG to talk more about, just send him an email at memories@htstimemachine.com or post a comment on the Time Machine Facebook group page. Did you like this episode? Be sure to share it with friends and family. You can find a link in the show notes that you can use to share it. And be sure to let Realty Exchange know that you like the podcast as well. Their contact information can be found in this episode's show notes.